And he's going to introduce his team and kick things off for us. And Pastor Mike, thank you so much for being here with us today. And we are just looking forward to the time. Really much.
Good morning, church. It's a delight to be with you today. I've told the first service in the midst of the snow, I was reminded the last 8 days why my wife didn't want to move to Willard. But God. I was telling the girls how when we first arrived, we didn't know anybody, and we had about 2 feet of snow in the parking lot at the old Willard Healthcare Center, and I couldn't walk. I hurt my back. It was quite an experience for me, but God. I was thinking this morning, I'll give you the bad news first, and most of you already know this, but each of the last 3 years in America, we've lost more people to overdose than we lost people in the entire Vietnam War. That's a staggering thought. And some of you that are my age and older know that a lot of people were rioting in the streets saying, we got to do something about this. We got to stop the war. And I'm thankful that God sent us here to be on this beachhead, if you will, to work here in this area to help people find a new beginning in life. We've got to take this serious because it's affecting everybody's life. Probably if I ask for a show of hands, if it's in your family or on your job or in your neighborhood, probably every hand would go up because we've got a very, very serious problem. I'm happy to tell you that we've been open 4 years. It's hard to believe now. And we graduated number 44 yesterday. It's amazing watching God transform lives. As the ladies come through the doors, a lot of times they look like, where am I? You know, I don't know if I want to do this. And they don't look as beautiful typically as they do this morning. They come through the door typically kind of emaciated and like, I don't even know if I want to be in this town. I don't want to be in this place. I don't even like you people. But God is able to transform hearts and transform lives. A lot of people say when we start telling the stories, well, it sounds good when they're in your program. How long does it last? Well, if I can use myself for an example, I once had hair and I once had a long beard, and they were both long, and I was a drug addict and an alcoholic, and 40 years ago, this coming Valentine's Day, Jesus changed my life. He's able to keep us from falling. We believe that the application of biblical principles will lead to life transformation. I didn't have a teen challenge to go to, but the Holy Spirit put me through an intense discipleship program. And that's what these ladies do. They're in a program from 6 in the morning till 10 at night. And they get up, they have breakfast, they do their chores, and they're in classes for 4 hours a day. They work. You've probably seen some of them riding around with Pat and a bunch of people fixing people's porches, doing all kinds of jobs around town. And working, they do all kinds of things. We don't run a flop house. We believe that it takes discipline to become what Jesus called us to be. And I'm going to just hit the pause button and let them come and take over because they can share their story with word and song better than I can tell it. So please welcome the beautiful ladies of Adult and Teen Challenge of the Firelands.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Shelby, and I'm 22 years old. I'm from a little town, Berlin Heights, Ohio. My parents split up when I was very young, and not long after that, we moved in with a man who is now my stepdad. And at the time, you know, my mom worked at the bar, and my stepdad drank very heavily some nights. And it was a little rocky, you know. I started going to church with his mom, and I would come home and I would tell my mom all that I've learned at church and about Jesus, and it inspired her to turn her life around, which in turn my stepdad turned his life around, and now they serve Jesus, and they're not the same as they were. But from experiencing that as a child, I felt these feelings of rejection, like, he didn't want me in his house. I wasn't his daughter, so he didn't care about me. He didn't love me. So I didn't listen to them. I was very rebellious because I was just I don't know. I was trying to fill some kind of void with all the wrongdoings that I did, and nothing worked. When I was about 15 or so, my mom caught me sneaking in the house, and she called the sheriff, and she was given two options: either you call her father and send her to her dad's, or we're taking her to the detention center. So she called my dad, and for the next 6 years, I began smoking cigarettes. I started smoking weed. I started drinking, and the next thing I know, I'm taking pills. And then when those got too expensive and I couldn't find them, I turned to heroin. And I went out of control. I ended up dropping out of school, and I didn't have a want to live. I didn't have a reason to want to live. So I was just like, okay, well, this is what we're doing. This is what my life's gonna be, and I'm not gonna amount to anything. Back in 2016, I was in jail, and I had a phone interview with Teen Challenge, and I wasn't ready to go. You know, I wasn't ready to leave that lifestyle, so I didn't go to Teen Challenge. But over the next year, there was a lot of prayer and a lot of people who did love me that I didn't realize. They were praying for me, and they. So I found out I was pregnant with my son in 2017, and I tried to get clean because I didn't want to lose my son. I wanted to be a mom. But I couldn't stay clean, and so I was getting high the last part of my pregnancy, and my son was born dependent to opiates, and he had to be rushed to Akron Children's Hospital, and he spent the first 10 days of his life hooked up to a feeding tube and morphine, and it was hard to see him like that. Upon him being released from the hospital, I was not allowed on my parents' property. I was not allowed to see my son unsupervised. And I wanted help. I wanted to stop my addiction so that I could be his mom. And, you know, I was looking into places, and I ended up going out one more time, you know, and I ended up getting arrested, and which was miracle, honestly. My mom came to visit me there, and she's like, basically, you have two options. Either you sit here and you do your time, or you're going to go to Teen Challenge and you're going to get the help you need. So I was like, fine, I'll go, you know. So November 22nd of 2017, I walked into the doors of Teen Challenge, and when you walk in those doors, there's just a peace in that house that is totally unexplainable other than by God. And the staff members and the girls there are just amazing, and they all love you, and they all welcome you in. And, you know, they, from what I've heard, I've never been to a secular rehab, but they don't make you deal with your stuff. Well, Teen Challenge makes you deal with your stuff, you know, and you lay it all out on the table, and you heal from it, and you move on, and you get to see what life is like without carrying around that baggage. And, you know, they stand by your side through the whole thing. They're praying for you. They're telling you that you can make it through this and just to keep going. And that's what I've done. You know, I still have work that needs to be done, and God's dealing with me. And, you know, but I want the change. I want to live a godly, sober life and be the mother that he has created me to be for my son. And I'm looking to graduate soon, and I get to go home, and I get to live with my son, and I get to take care of him, and I get to have a relationship with my family that I've never had. And it's all because of God. It's because of the work that he's done in me that I get to go home and be able to do that. And the verse I stand on is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. God is faithful. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Thank you. Carries my burden. His love flows down as freely as rain. He sent the gift to me, the receiver. I am the sinner, he the redeemer. He gave his life for free, for you and for me. Old self long gone, death flowed through my veins, transfused by his amazing grace.
Oh, the enemy, he's as good as dead, hangs on only by a thread. Snip, snip, lose your grip. I'm a daughter now. The temple, wow, just for my saving king. King of ages, king of kings, king of absolutely all your things. Things we've had, things let go, things you guys desire but don't even know. I inspire you guys to get his love, give his love, know his love, and lastly, be his love.
Love is what this is all about. I must contain it. I've got to shout. It's overflowing. It's bursting out. There's such a force around me, behind me, inside me. Come through me. This world has to see the change in me that can only be explained by you. You bled. You cried. You suffered. You died. Died but not dead. You live. You're alive. I thank you for coming, for pulling me up. My hand in your hand. My step is your step. So close beside, in your shadow I hide. I've got living water, my thirst is finally satisfied. It's so awesome to know that you're in charge of this ride.
Thank you.
I came from darkness and despair. The devil was the voice that brought me here. The choices I made brought a lot of shame. But guess what, Satan? I'm done with your games. These are the voices I used to hear. The voice of shame and rejection screamed loud in my ear. You're a terrible person. You will never be good enough. You have already failed, so you might as well just give up. That voice led me to this choice. I sought desperately to seek the approval and acceptance through others. I believed the lie that I had no worth, and I numbed my body, mind, and soul with drugs. I began on a search to escape my pain, but nothing could satisfy my thirst. Self-destruction was all I knew, and the death and darkness only grew.
These are the voices I used to hear. The voice of rejection screamed loud in my ears. Nobody will ever want you or love you. I don't even know why you try. You should just leave now. It's not even like they will notice you're gone. That voice led me to this choice. I became friends with drugs because I knew they would never leave me. They made me feel loved and accepted. I finally felt like I had a purpose in life.
These are the voices I used to hear. The voice of unworthiness screamed loud in my ears. You are a burden on everyone. No one really loves you, not even your own parents. That voice led me to this choice. Drugs and alcohol, they will comfort me. They will never abandon me. And doctors, they can fix me, give me medicine, but you can't use physical means to fix a spiritual malady. I was a captive in the kingdom of darkness, existing in Satan's dominion. Death seemed to be the only choice for me.
These are the voices I used to hear. The voice of inadequacy and fear screamed loud in my ear. You're worthless. You're weak. Just give up. You know you're going to fail. No one could ever love you. You're not good enough. No matter how hard you try, no one will ever want you. You are unworthy of love. You stand alone. That voice led me to this choice. I ran and I hid. I tried to drown my pain in alcohol. I sought refuge in isolation. I built a fortress around my heart, pushing away and hurting the people I loved the most. The pain was too much and the scars were too deep. I lived in darkness and darkness lived in me. But now God's voice I am choosing to hear. My beautiful, beloved daughter, do not be afraid. You are never alone. I have called you by name. You are mine. You're created for a purpose, and with me you cannot fail. You are worthy. You are loved. Your sins I remember no more. You have been redeemed. And the choice I'm making today is to live my life for God, to be his vessel and to shine light into the darkness, to tell others what the love of Jesus has done for me and to show them that they too can be free.
Now God's voice I am choosing to hear. I rescued you from that darkness and I transferred you into the kingdom of my dear son. Wow, what a gift. I don't deserve it, and I couldn't earn it. Yet, he gives himself to me. He uses my tears to heal me, and then stores them in jars for me to see when I meet him in eternity. The choice I'm choosing is to live my life intentionally for him, knowing that he created me for a purpose that only I can fulfill, living, believing, and trusting in his word while patiently waiting on his return.
Now God's voice I am choosing to hear. My beautiful daughter, always remember that I am your defender, your redeemer. I am fighting for you and I am your healer. I have called you by name. You no longer have to be afraid. The choice I am making is to always remember all that God has done for me. I'm going to hold on to my Father's loving hand and begin walking through this life with a bold confidence of belonging.
Now God's voice I am choosing to hear. You are created in my image. Your worth and security come from me. You are royalty, and nothing can separate you from my love. You are chosen, and I have called you by name. That though your sins are as scarlet, they can be made as white as snow. I belong to you, and you belong to me. The choice I am making is to follow his voice in all that I do, to chase after him with my whole heart, and pursue the calling that he has on my life, to remind myself that he is the only one who can satisfy my thirst. I no longer have to believe the lies of my past, but he can use my pain to bring hope and healing to those still suffering. I choose to be his light and love wherever I go.
The voices of our past are long gone. We will no longer fall for Satan's cons.
Thoughts of hatred, thoughts of fears, thoughts of never making it out of here.
But then the day came when I surrendered it all. You pulled me up when darkness was all that I saw.
With Christ living in me, I am free at last. I am no longer defined by the sins of my past.
He calls me redeemed. He tells me I'm loved. His blessings flow down from heaven above.
Our actions are determined by the voices we hear. I refuse to listen to my insecurities and fears.
With God's voice guiding me, my path is made clear. I will not fall down. It is only up from here.
Life is all about voices and choices. It's up to you who you'll choose to listen to.
Hello? That's better. Hello. Hi. I'm Sarah. I am 34 years old, and I am from Leander, Texas. I graduated yesterday from Adult and Teen Challenge of the Firelands. Yep. It's been a very long year, but it's been very worth it. I came into Teen Challenge in December 2018 on the 27th, and I had no hope. I was completely hopeless and broken. I had tried everything to try and get freedom from the person that I was. I have struggled with alcoholism. I was introduced to alcohol as a very young child. I spent a lot of my life with babysitters and daycares. And my father was a sick man. You couldn't tell. Our life was an act, really. Like, everybody from the outside looking in would see a beautiful family, right? We would, he had a good job, and we had the smiles and the joy and all of that, or the happiness, what appeared to be happiness. But behind the facade of our family was brokenness. And I am a victim of childhood sexual abuse, and my father was my perpetrator. And that went on from as long as I can remember, early childhood up to my teens. And through some explosive behaviors and problems, and my parents finally put me in counseling. And that's when it surfaced. The secrets that I had kept my whole life had surfaced about what was going on in my home. And I had to testify against my father in court, and he was removed from the home. I was also diagnosed with mental illness. I have been on medication since I was 12 years old, and every medication in the book, every cocktail. I came into Teen Challenge on 14 different medications. I'm not on one today and haven't been since that day I walked in the door. Yep. I have been in and out of treatment. Since I was 16 was my first treatment center. All secular rehabs, all surface, 30-day, 60-day. But you can't get to what's broken inside in 30 days and in 60 days, and you can't change I couldn't change what the past had done to me. And that's something that I've healed through and that I've gone through at Teen Challenge. I remember walking through the doors and my mom looking at me, and she just, she held me and she hugged me and she said, "This is it. I feel it. I feel Jesus here." And even though I knew of God and I knew Jesus and I went to church on and off throughout my life, I never had a relationship with him. I didn't know how to attain that. And that's what I've done at Teen Challenge. They've taught me through reading the word, through the classes, through prayer and through chapel, how to build that relationship with Jesus. And I've realized that the person that I was and believed that I was just, it was the lies of the enemy. And I was kept in that darkness because I couldn't see the light. And coming to Teen Challenge, I see the light and I see hope. And the person that I was is no longer. Like, I look back at my memories, and some of the healing that I've done is like inviting Jesus into those memories. I struggled with nightmares and all that stuff, but God has healed a lot of that, and I don't even have nightmares anymore. And I met Jesus at Teen Challenge, and he's healed my heart. I was hard, and I was calloused, and I was cold, and I was mean. And even in the program, I walked around, I looked at the floor, I had my head down, I kept everybody away. I wanted nobody to get near me because I didn't want to be hurt. And I didn't want to hurt people anymore either. And God's broken down those walls that I've built around my heart, and he's healing me, and he's softening my heart. He's giving me a heart of flesh. That heart of stone is gone. And I'm so grateful for that. And I am blessed to be able to have the opportunity to be an intern at Teen Challenge. And I get to see the girls that come in, you know, that were where I was. And I can look at them and tell them from the bottom of my heart, knowing that I've been there, that there is hope, that there's freedom, and that there is joy. I didn't want joy, but he gave it to me. I was like, yeah, anyways. I didn't think I wanted joy. I didn't, but I have it now. And the smile I had when I walked in that door was a mask. It was a facade to keep people away. And the smile I have today is Jesus living in me. And the promise that I stand on is Isaiah 61:3, and is he'll give a crown of beauty for ashes, joyous blessing for mourning, festive praise for despair. And the righteousness, they will be like great oaks that he has planted for his glory. And I walk in that, and I know that if I stay in the will of God and I seek him first, that everything will be added unto me, and I will have nothing to worry about, and he will direct my path. So thank you for letting me be here and letting us be here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sarah said it well. Our theme for 2019 is Hope Lives Here. And we want that to be communicated. If you know someone who's hopeless, there's hope, and his name is Jesus. I watch these girls stumble through the door, and it just means so much to me to see Jesus putting them back together. He does such good work, doesn't he? He gives us a future and a hope. I want to read just a short passage of Scripture before we conclude. It's in John 8:31, and Jesus is talking to people that believed in him. You know, so often we say, well, just get saved and everything will be okay. Well, that's true, but there's kind of an addendum to that. It says, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. These ladies are exposed to mega doses of the Word of God. They have to memorize the Word and practice the Word in a fishbowl, if you will. I mean, in a drama house. Well said. Can I get an amen, Pat? Pat's over there helping a lot, but otherwise I'm the only guy there, so you guys pray for me. 30 ladies counting our staff, 30-some ladies, and it can get real interesting. And, you know, guys or girls, when we're coming out of stuff, we tend to call each other out on their mistakes. So they hold each other accountable quite often. So it's a real environment to learn a new lifestyle. And there are days when I hear people say, I'm done, I'm going to leave. And about 6 girls are around her going, no, you're not going to leave. You don't want to leave. You want to get this right. And hope indeed lives at Teen Challenge, and his name is Jesus. I want to thank all of you that have helped us over the years to make this possible. I see people in this room that prayed for this ministry, and here it is, 4 years up and running now. And 44 lives have already gone through a whole year program. And people who've worked on our building, given to this ministry. Some people in this room give monthly to this ministry. And, you know, bills come due monthly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Steve, thank you for letting us come and share that Jesus is our hope today. God bless.